The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first hour, a lot of Red Sox talk, pretty much, and then mask talk. I'm getting a lot of different answers on this, so if there's somebody...
I'm curious what people think.
Well, but they're contradicting each other.
Okay.
So if there's somebody out there with the county who can... explain to us exactly what this means, that if it means anytime you go out in public, that's great. I just, you know, I want to be able to tell people exactly what it means. And that's fine. If it means you're going to go for a run and you have to wear one, okay. But, you know, that I want to tell people that. I want to be able to let the people know.
So, I'll be honest. Somebody who... I'm not going to run in a mask because I also know that the cops will have to chase me if they want to give me a ticket. And I'll take my chances. Now,
well, and I can't,
when I go around other people, when I go to the store or whatever, I've been wearing a mask anyway. So I feel like exercising wearing a mask is a little bit silly.
Well, and I just wonder, like, taking my dogs out because I don't go around other people. If I see anybody else on the sidewalk, I go the opposite direction because my dogs are a-holes. So, you know. That's the things I'm, and like, I don't want to go for a run wearing a damn mask.
Right.
And I'm same as you. Anytime I go out in public, I've got it on. If I'm going to be around people. So if somebody actually knows and can just, you know, either just call in and tell Aaron it's fine or, you know, something like that. But I would like to be able to, you know, give the people the actual facts, and the story in the Chronicle doesn't tell me that. So. 713 says, Galveston and Montgomery County said they won't force citizens to wear a mask as they see it's an overreach of their powers. I don't know that it's an overreach. And the truth is, if you don't want to wear one, you're not going to wear one. It's just like saying don't be in crowds bigger than 10 and people are having 30 people over their house. So, you know, if you
well,
don't
the difference
wear
being,
one, like
I mean, I've heard that they've ticketed people for that. For the former,
and they should, but and the police have already said it's going to be hard for them to enforce it, so you know. And 832 says article states explicitly when you have to wear, not when alone or exercise. That's not explicit when you say exercising.
Wife are out on a run together. Or
yeah,
can you just be on? Can you have like a whole group of bikes riding together? I don't know.
So yeah, so guys, please quit texting in what you think it means. I really just want somebody from the county to call and tell Aaron, and you know, so we can let people know exactly what.
Well, Lena Hidalgo was on Raheel and John's show yesterday.
Oh yeah,
yeah, big get.
Maybe she explained it then. So.
Well, I mean, we can always, Aaron, if you want to reach out to John or Raheel and see, I mean, John usually listens anyway. I don't know. I mean, he's not usually quarantined in the house, but John listens quite a bit normally. If he's listening now, John, I'd love to hear if you've got any insight on that, or Raheel, if Raheel's listening. So, I'd love to know what it means too. And they heard it directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Not that she's a horse. She's a person.
I don't know. Have you? No, just kidding. A32 says, funny you guys are so willing to listen to advice from someone that's letting out violent felons on $0 peace bonds. Is it okay for me to say, you know what, I agree with this. I also think it's a dumb idea to let people
Fred,
out
that's
right
ridiculous.
Now?
That's crazy.
So, yeah,
you
I'm
can't
sorry.
Do that,
that. You know, I'm not allowed to have different opinions on different issues. So, yeah.
Like,
no,
just like you're allowed to be pro-life when it comes to unborn babies, but tell people it's okay if a few people die for the economy. Like, pro-life is just when you feel like it.
Okay, so that's cool because I do feel that way.
Good.
On both of them, yeah.
We've got to protect unborn babies, but not actual living people because, you know, economy.
Yeah, I am not crazy about them letting some of these people out.
No, me neither.
Now. I think it's a terrible idea.
I'm a big believer if you're in prison, like, that's why they should have different prisons for different levels of criminals. I mean, I know they've got, like, maximum security and just regular prison, but, like, if you're a murderer and coronavirus breaks out, or you're a rapist or a child molester and coronavirus breaks out, dude, take your chances, man. Sorry. That sucks. But, yeah, you're on your own on this one.
Well, I think anybody who's committed a violent crime should not be allowed out because of this.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sorry. But to try to equate one thing with the other is, see, now you're politicizing it, which is lazy. It really is. Like, anything that someone you disagree with says is, well, you can't listen to them. That's just dumb, man. And it's,
you're
it's
gonna
part
agree
of
with
the,
this guy that did this. It's stupid.
You know, I hate to break it to you. There's nobody that I agree with everything that they do.
That's why the whole two-party system is ridiculous. There needs to be a third party that's just called Common Sense Party, where you take the things that both sides do right and just say, listen, this is the new thing. I should start that, honestly.
I joked about doing that years ago because they have a party like that in Canada that basically...
It's called, like, Stop Being a Weirdo and Just Use Common Sense?
Yeah, and the people tell us what they want, and we work with the other two parties, and there's going to be some compromise, there's going to be some liberal things that happen, there's going to be some conservative, but we're going to try to give the people what most of them want. And, I mean, I'm a big fan of that. They have, like, six or seven parties, but there's only three that are, you know, viable.
Right.
But, you know, that's the kind of party I always wanted to start here. But then I just figured, well, I'll just retire to Canada and I can be part of it up there and not have to worry about it anymore. But, yeah, I wanted to start the Independence Party, which would just be Common Sense. But, oh, well.
It's too difficult.
I do think there's more people out there, and maybe it's just because the people I hang out with think that way. But I do think there's more people out there than there are these, oh, if you're on the other side, no matter what you say, you're wrong and an idiot. I think that's a smaller group, but it's a louder group. And,
yeah.
You know, but you're entitled to think what you want, but I'm going to look at every issue separately and make my decisions based on that. And I don't have a problem with wearing a freaking mask in public. I just don't. I don't think there's any, you know, any issue with that. You know, I've got some cool bandanas. I got a Carbach one I can wear that'll, you know, basically is like I'll be NASCAR. I'll put on all kinds of stuff to support our advertisers and wear a different one. You know, I'll make a positive out of it, AJ. That's how I do it.
That's what you do, Fred.
Yeah.
You'll make lemonade out of lemons.
And this would be a fun time for me to be single because, you know, if I can cover up my face, they're never going to know.
You've got a better chance.
Until it's way too late. Exactly.
Right. So, and if it's dark enough.
yeah, exactly. Well, if I were a bank robber right now, I'm in heaven, right?
Right.
Because... It's like, hey, man, you're just going to go in for a deposit here. Oh, sorry. Can you give me all the cash you have? Thank you. I wanted to – can I do a quick announcement here?
Sure. Sure. It's half your show.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that I did finish the sequel to Jesus Just Left Chicago last night, and it will be available after the show tonight. If you want a copy, just email me, fowler975@gmail.com. It's in a PDF form. It's really good. And I'm going to kind of do the same thing. I'm asking for $15, either PayPal or Venmo. If you can't pay it right now, don't worry about it. Just I'll send you the information, and you never have to send the money in. So you can read it for free if you want. But it turned out really well. Wrapped it up last night, and just you know, cleaning it up to put it on a PDF file. It'll be available, and you know, I'll tweet out the info and all that as well. But and in the acknowledgments, because you whined so much last time, you got to mention this time.
Oh, good, so finally.
Well, I wrote this one while we were working together, so yeah.
Well, let me also do this because we didn't do it last hour, which means I'll have to do it twice this hour. Tune into the NFL draft coverage on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Rexel. Coverage begins tomorrow at 6 p.m. It'll go, the round 2 and 3 will be Friday at 5 p.m. and the late round Saturday at noon here on ESPN 97.5. You'll also be able to listen on the app. Visit RexelUSA.com to learn more about their services. That's RexelUSA.com.
And thanks to Rexel for sponsoring that.
That's right.
Happy to have them. All right, well, let's take a quick break, but first you got to tell the people about TGS.
That's right, guys. Listen, if you own your home and you don't know what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance, you need to find out. What else you got going on? You're not busy right now. You're stuck at home anyway. Figure out what you're paying. You might be able to save a ton of money. And when I mean a ton of money, I'm talking about I saved over $1,000 on mine personally. And the average customer has saved about $900. So, guys, this is real money that you can save. And it's so simple. You don't need to go into an office. You never have to do that with them. But right now, if you've tried to go to a regular insurance office, you wouldn't be able to get there. They're sitting at home with you. TGS, all you got to do is send a text. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back with that. You get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And if they can't save you money, big deal. You found out what you were paying. It took 15 seconds. Oh, well. But if they can, now you're saving $900 a year. You look like a genius. And there's no need to wait for your renewal. They'll take care of all the back end, get you refunded on your previous policy right away. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And a little sports map update. Jason Braddock will have his mock draft up here as soon as I can get it posted. So,
all right.
There you go. Somebody said Hidalgo just talked about the census with John and Raheel. And
oh, they didn't talk about this.
Yeah, okay. Whenever they asked real questions, the connection got lost, apparently.
Oh.
So,
what's that? I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's what Bill O'Brien would do if he were ever on this show.
Right.
So, a lot of people are... I want to make something clear. I have not changed my stance on this. I think we way overreacted. And... You know, I think that there were things that we could have been doing that would have been fine. But once you do it, then, yeah, I think at this point, because we've made the decision to shut everything down, you got to make sure that this thing goes away and that we don't have to do it again. That's all. Somebody said grocery stores should require face masks be worn by all customers before entering the store. That way,
I don't hate that.
No,
the problem is then grocery stores, like, if you'll piss off a couple people and then you lose those customers when things go back to normal.
Right now, it's not like they can afford to not go to the grocery store.
Now, here's what I would say. If, like, HEB and Kroger and all these grocery Randalls, they all got together and said, hey, we're going to all do it, I think that'd be a different conversation. But I don't know that they'd all be willing to do that.
But I think if you're going to a store, you should.
I do, too.
You should wear a mask.
But that's overreach, Fred.
And frankly, if they came out and said, you know what, when we reopen the bars for a month, you got to wear a mask and gloves when you go, I'd be fine with that, too. I mean, anything to – that's a minor inconvenience. It really is. And I don't even think it's an inconvenience. It's just a, you know, for me, it makes me look better. So I'm all good. I'm all good with it. You know, you handsomes, you can be mad about it. But I'm not. 713-780-ESPN. So, yeah, so Braddock will be on with Patrick Creighton tonight. So he'll he's really good on draft stuff. And
you know Patrick Creighton's going to be pissed off about this Astros thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I might tune in just to hear him rant because I know how he's
yeah,
I know
he'll be salty about it.
Yeah, no question.
The Red Sox, that's what they get.
There was one show he went through every sign stealing scandal in baseball history.
And why
they were just as bad as what the Astros did, and none of those teams got punished. It's pretty funny. The Dodgers.
They're not clean. You can't give them a hall pass.
But the Mets did nothing wrong. Oh boy. So we got a draft tomorrow.
Do we? I haven't heard.
Yeah. Oh, before we get to that, can I make fun of Sylvester Turner a little bit?
Please.
Eric Sandler wrote this. He has been encouraging people to patronize local restaurants when they can afford to. Which
patronize, not patronize.
Well, he could patronize them too. but he decided to set a good example of what constitutes a local restaurant.
Applebee's.
So he, close. What would be just as bad?
Chili's.
He tweeted out a picture from the Chili's at I-10 and Sawyer praising the local restaurant.
Now, here's what I will say.
Dumbass!
I mean, we make fun of that a little bit, and probably rightfully so. But we also have to remember that the people that work at that Chili's are also Houstonians, and likely the franchise owner is a Houstonian. So it's not... Like, eating out at a chain restaurant right now, I've softened my stance on that. I mean, I haven't done it myself, but I'm not getting as mad at people as I was before for doing that.
No, I'm not really mad about it. I think if people want to do that, that's fine, because there are people, local people, working in those restaurants.
Yes.
But don't be tweeting out, like, Chili's is some kind of local restaurant.
Yeah, hashtag eat local.
Yeah. And, no, I have no... Just... First, I'm going to support as many local businesses as I can, but, you know, if I decide I want to go to a chain, I mean, there's people who work there, too, that need jobs. So, somebody says, you guys ever going to get Dr. Phil back on? That was too funny. You need to upload that on YouTube.
Listen, that wasn't funny to some people, okay? That was very rude, and that was very one-sided. Dr. Phil's a real doctor with real feelings.
Mask at a bar, what are you gonna do? Slip a straw in your mask? Yes. Is it that hard? Yeah. And so somebody says a mistake Hidalgo made when she's not offering masks, you can't find them, dummy.
So she's a bandana.
Yeah, you can. Guess what? Yeah, she also said that, dummy. And by the way, I went to a store 2 days ago and picked up some masks. So don't tell me you can't find them.
Mom, what are those masks that like that the big push it like the real good ones? What are they called? Like there's some number, some
the N95s.
M95s, yeah. My my father-in-law, who is a he lives in Central Oregon, and he's a prepper. He sent us a bunch of those M95 masks, so we have real masks when necessary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But, no, they, you can find them. And just use a damn bandana, idiot.
Dummy!
Boy. dummy. Oh man, this thing really has brought out the the lower IQ contingent, I would say.
But. Rico says, terrible impression of Creighton. I didn't even have to replace my car speakers. I mean, had I gone full Creighton, we're not on our studio microphones, so on this microphone, it would just sound like when I got to the yelling part. But also, I'm in my house and not the studio, so I don't need my dogs freaking out. I don't need a bunch of nonsense for actually sounding like Creighton. I don't need my neighbors calling the cops.
Yeah, and I'll share this text because this is where I got mine. It says, I drive around Houston all damn day, and every corner store and gas station has masks and bandanas.
Yeah, they're not
every
hard
single,
to find.
And that's where I got
if that's
mine.
Your excuse, if that's your excuse, you're wrong. You're lying, or you're just. That's just it's someone told you that and you haven't looked for a mask. You can find those damn masks everywhere.
Yeah, I mean that's where I got mine, and I've been telling people gas stations are a good, like when toilet paper was hard to find, gas station had it.
You know where you can get masks, like a lot of masks for very cheap? Groupon. Like, I'm not even kidding. The same place you'd get like a 10% off your bowling, you can get masks. So they're around. If you haven't found them at a grocery store or a gas station, which again I don't believe you, but
yeah,
if you say you haven't, then
if you're that desperate,
one place to do it.
If you're that desperate and you really think you can't find any, email me and I'll tell you the gas station that I go to that has
okay.
them. Seriously, it's
then
but they're
have
in a bunch
showing
of
up
them.
Asking for your autograph at your gas station.
No, but I have been recognized
that?
There. I have been recognized
have.
There. It was pretty funny. But 832 says you never go full Creighton.
No. Yeah.
My
Bad
voice
call.
Couldn't handle it.
Yeah. I mean, I still. The truth is I still got an hour and a half of program to do.
Yeah, like you could probably do that last segment. But
it's like Bob Arum. You can only talk to Bob Arum for so long. If you try to do, like, people are like, oh, do a full segment with Bob Arum. It's like, listen, man, it ain't that easy to just call Bob Arum up and talk to him for 30 minutes.
Or, like, people want the entire show done in redneck voice. It's just, it's not that easy. I mean, it would get boring pretty quickly. So you got to use it sparingly. 713 says, just got a puppy corgi last Saturday. Any advice for first-time puppy owner living downtown? How are corgis as puppies?
They're not bad. They're so small. Like they're perfect for people. Like if you live in a high rise or you live in an apartment, they're really good dogs for that because they don't take up a bunch of space. I mean, they do shed, but they don't require a lot of exercise. They enjoy it. So I mean, I still recommend you get them out, walk them, do things like that. But yeah, they're pretty simple. You know, like when I think, and me personally, like I have the corgi, which is like my wife and my kids' dogs. The when I had two corgis, they were both mine. I had them before I met my wife, but the corgi we have now was my wife and kids wanted it, and the German Shepherd is kind of my dog. As puppies, the German Shepherd was much more of a handful, and then we got it trained. And now, I mean, it's a really good dog. Corgis don't require a lot of training. And honestly, like I took my old two corgis to go to get trained, and it wasn't, you know, they didn't learn a whole lot. Like they learned how to sit. you don't really need that. I wouldn't say go out of your way to get those dogs trained. You can probably figure out training them for yourself. If you have a big dog. You know, they need to be trained. Like you can't have a German Shepherd or something like that, or a Doberman or a Rottweiler, and not have it under your control. You know what I mean? I don't mean that as like some sort of a voodoo wizard, but I mean they need to know that you're the boss, so they don't act a fool. But corgis, very simple as puppies. Just, you know, take them on little walks and don't feed them too much. And if he's a puppy and you live upstairs, don't make him run up and down stairs because they've got notoriously bad hips.
Yeah, and they got those tiny little legs, too.
Yep.
So,
but, and as a puppy, he'll probably fall end over end at some point.
Sounds like the exact opposite of a Dalmatian, which, you know, she's been through training since, I mean, basically since she was old enough to do it. And there's still times where she just ignores it. You know, it's
Fred,
like, I honestly think she's
bipolar. I warned you. I warned you that those dogs are not the smartest.
Oh, no, they're smart. She's smart as hell. They're smart dogs. They're just nutballs. And, you know,
I say smart, I mean a dog. When I say smart, I mean a dog that listens to you. That's a smart dog.
Well,
if your dog doesn't listen to you, it's not that smart. Trust me.
We're talking about a different kind of smart. This one can open doors and knows every word that I use on her. And as long as I've got treats in my hand, she'll listen.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is, you know, I've been, especially now, I'm taking her out a lot because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And I don't always bring treats, and that's when she does stuff like, hey, I'm going to take off running on you. But if you do have a dog downtown, there's depending on what part of downtown you're in, there's a dog park at Discovery Green that has one for little dogs. There's one over at Market Square. So you can always take them there too. It's a lot more dog friendly downtown than it used to be. So, all right, let's take a break. A lot more to get to. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, and I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. And you might think, it's not the best time to be to put in new windows, is it? And I would say, actually, yeah, it doesn't get much better because we're about to get to the summer month. You want to save on your electricity bills? Allstate's got you covered with that. You could save 40% on your energy bills with new vinyl windows from Allstate Siding and Windows. And the great thing is you don't have to pay right away. They've got right now their spring special going. No payments for 2 years at 30% off all windows, $2,500 off all siding. So you can enjoy the benefits and not pay for it till down the road. It makes a lot of sense to me right now. Guys, they've been here. They're going to be here. They're family owned and operated for four generations. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's going to be forever. Or it's going to go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. See your boy Roger Goodell still saying they plan to proceed with the full season on time. So,
okay.
I guess as of now, you could probably still think that. I wrote this today. I think in the worst case scenario, and it's a real good possibility that there's not sports with people in the seats in the rest of this season.
It wouldn't shock me.
And, you know,
you think that goes into like baseball, basketball, every sport?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, MLS, which they're used to.
Not much of a difference.
Yeah. So thank you guys for using common sense, unlike people who just want to push politics on every topic.
I don't understand why every topic has to be political. Like you're talking about keeping people safe. That seems like something everybody should be on board with, regardless of affiliation.
It's my personal, but AJ, these are my personal rights. You're overreaching.
Right.
You know?
And the same people protesting not being able to go to the barbershop are the same people that were pissed off that Colin Kaepernick was taking a knee. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, let's just stop protesting. Let's do what makes common sense. All right? When the doctors, which, by the way, and any politician, I don't care what side they're on, any politician who's not going off the word of a medical doctor, to me, I don't want to hear from them. Unless you've got a doctor telling you this is what's best, don't tell me anything, okay? And I don't do it often, but I'll give credit to President Trump. He seems like with some things he's listening to this Dr. Fauci. And I know now Dr. Fauci is, oh, well, he's not flawless either. No, he's not. But he's the closest thing to an expert we have on this. So I tend to think that I trust his word more than any politician, period, and really more than most any other doctor. So if he says it's smart, that's who I'm listening to first and foremost. Hopefully every politician at every level, local, etc., is making every decision with that in mind, that hopefully they've got a doctor that they're talking to, someone who knows more than them, that they're getting this advice from.
Well, I hope they're getting it from more than one doctor.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, doctors can't agree on everything either.
That's true.
I think you get as much input as you can and then make the best decision based on their recommendations. I mean, you got doctors that are still saying that it's just a glorified flu, you know? So,
well, that's like Dr. Phil.
Well, no, that's not fair. There's actual doctors, but, someone 3 says, yeah, gas stations have toilet paper and masks, but they're price gouging like crazy. Gas station Nito had toilet paper for $2.99 a roll. That's kind of what they charge at gas stations because most people don't buy it there. It's like an emergency situation when you go there.
Which, guess what we're in?
Yeah. Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Had a customer today get triggered during the judge's announcement because I said I hope she ends with use common sense. And that triggered somebody?
I guess.
When did common sense become a dirty phrase?
That's very dirty. Very disgusting.
Well, I mean, it's a thing. Oh, common sense.
It's, who has time for that?
Oh, man. I wonder if Fred Stark said, you see his tweet, type of mask all bars should require once open. It's the gift.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, somebody's asked you, would you have problems with your bartenders wearing a mask? No, I wouldn't.
No.
Kind of for. They're
going to make the dealers wear masks in Vegas when they open.
Yeah. So.
I thought about getting the hot dealer on to talk about that.
That would have been cool.
Technically we still could. The hot dealer from the OIO casino. Maybe I'll talk to her about that.
Yeah. So. And again, guys, stop tweeting me your political opinions. Does it not bother you about the... It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Nothing. So, no, it doesn't bother me.
So, like me, as someone who... And listen, I'm for the rights of people as much as anybody. Like, I consider myself a libertarian if I had to associate myself with any political leanings, which means I don't want people telling me what to do, period. But in this case, like, if someone says, hey, people wear masks because it's what's the safest thing to do, I'm just wearing a mask. Like, what's it hurting me? Would I like it better if everyone would just wear a mask without having to be told? Yes. But... And do I like being told by the government what I can and can't do? No, I don't. But wearing a mask and still going about my daily business, if you're able to still go out and do things, shouldn't you be happy with that? If the government said altogether, hey, stay at home, period, then you're talking about maybe crossing lines on overreach. But asking people to wear a mask, that's where you're going to put your foot down on overreach? And I know people will say, well, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. That's just, I don't know. I guess I don't see it that way.
Well, I'm of the opinion that I want stuff opened back up, and I agree with people that want stuff opened back up, but I'm not
I want stuff to open back up if it's safe.
Well, if I'm all of the opinion that, okay, we're going to open it back up, but here's what you have to do, I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. If it means wear a mask everywhere you go and wear gloves, but you can still go out, absolutely down with that. I mean, I think there's compromises to be had here. And, you know, I'm not going to bitch about stuff like that because, you know, if that's what it takes, if it makes other people more comfortable, I'm all fine. And if it makes any difference at all, I'm fine with it. But, you know, I just can't get worked up over wearing masks. I really can't. And, I think people are trying to politicize everything so much that it's just kind of embarrassing now. And I can't take anything you say seriously because none of your points, whenever you start off with stuff like that, anything you say after that's going to be kind of pointless to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's because, you know, if you can't have a reasonable take on something, then not much I can say about it. Somebody says, I think the people are upset about wearing masks or just pissed that they got to smell their hot, disgusting breath all day. Yeah, you know, mix in a mint.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Not the worst thing.
Yeah, you can do that. Somebody says, will strip clubs cease to exist?
It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, I think there's several businesses that are going to cease to exist. That
they're going to go back to those strip clubs where they're like, there's a girl in a box.
Yeah. Or the places where you go and you pay a quarter and the screen comes up
like
and
a peep show,
glass.
Which by the way that's like got to be even more disgusting of a place, I would guess, because you know
probably
what people
so.
Are doing in those little rooms.
We were talking about voices, and 409 says there's a dude on 610 who does his whole show in Bubba. It gets old pretty quick.
Oh, I can't. I've got to hear that. He does his whole show in redneck voice, huh? I've never heard such a thing.
Apparently so. All right,
hey man, imagine that for a second, if you will.
All right, let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I don't really want to rest, so man, it's really life-like. Everything in my life, arguing with my dad, and he said it ain't Christ-like.
Man. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Tune in to NFL draft coverage on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Rexel. Coverage begins Thursday at 6 p.m., continues Friday at 5, and Saturday at noon. Visit RexelUSA.com to learn more about their services. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, you guys have always made fun of me and called me old.
I don't remember that.
I'm going to give you a time when you can actually do that and be right. According to a new survey of 2,000 Americans, they pinpointed the age at which they consider themselves old. And it was more than looking at just what is old. They also looked into what they worry about as they age and overall health, not being able to take care of themselves. So there is a number that they came up with that Americans consider themselves old. And that number is 57 years old.
Oh,
so
and how old are you?
You just got 2 years where you can't call me old.
So that's the date, huh? 57 years.
Yeah, it feels a little low to me.
At this point, doesn't that mean technically I have a year and a half?
Well, basically,
and before anyone thinks it's really weird that I know Fred's birthday, it's only because his birthday is the same day as my wife's. So
yeah.
It's not that weird.
Exactly, but. No, because of the coronavirus.
Are you getting 1 year less on your contract? This is a gimme year?
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. I get a free year. So,
all right. That makes sense then.
And that is the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, boy. 303 says, I'm a Democrat, but my liberal in-laws are pissing me off with how they're politicizing this. Every decision made by a blue state governor is smart. Every decision made by a red state governor is insane and people are going to die. It's pathetic.
I will say this. I don't mind, you know, I've heard that they're doing some opening up in, like, South Dakota where there's not, A, there's not as many people. There's not centralized population zones. There's not a major metro area in South Dakota. And their curve in general, like the amount of cases and stuff like that is pretty flat. I don't really have a problem with places like that getting back to business. I'll be honest. I don't know if their governor is a Republican or a Democrat. I don't. I assume it's a Republican if they're willing to be the first state back open. Georgia, on the other hand, being in a rush to open back up where there's many documented cases. They do have a major, major metropolitan city. And, I don't want to make this guy sound too stupid, but their governor is the same guy who 2 weeks ago finally figured out that, well, remember when he said, I didn't realize that you could be asymptomatic and still be a carrier of the disease. You remember that? That was him. And now he's like, we're going to open right back up. I don't know if I think that's smart. I think if you're in an area of the world where there's a lesser risk, like South Dakota or Idaho or Montana, you know what? You want to open things back up? Go ahead. If you're the governor of a state that has a lot of people, I think it's a bad idea. That's just me, though.
Well, to be honest, though, especially in a state like this, you have some remote areas.
You do.
That really...
And that's why I think it's a good idea for the governor to say, listen, if your county feels safe opening, go ahead and do it. If they don't, listen to your county. You know what I mean? So, because you're right. We shouldn't be treating Pecos County out in West Texas shouldn't be treated the same as Harris County, because it's different worlds. We shouldn't be treating the Rio Grande Valley the same way we treat Dallas, because they're different worlds. So I agree with you there. And that's really with every state. Like New York, you know, I talked to a guy who's up in upstate New York about 2 hours north of the city. He said that there's really not very many known cases where he's at. Okay. That seems like a reasonable thing to open back up. New York City, obviously, they don't want to go rushing back into things.
Right, right. Well, but, I mean, to me, that's even a bigger scale. It's like what they're doing in California and New York doesn't necessarily need to be done in every other state. And because, you know, there's a reason that there's so many people there and that it's more dangerous there. But
like, think about Nevada. I mean, or Utah. These are states where essentially 90% of the people that live in those states live in one city. And those are really big states. So it's not crazy to say, okay, let's open up other parts of the state that aren't as affected. But opening up Las Vegas, not a good idea.
Or Reno. I mean, even though it's smaller, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I just meant, obviously... anything with casinos is going to be kind of extra disgusting, but yeah. I just meant like as far as population, like if you're a state that has a ton of space and there's only a couple people living in, like Oregon's another one where my wife is from. Most of the people that live in Oregon live on the west coast of Oregon. Central Oregon where she's from and Eastern Oregon is basically a desert. I mean, there's no reason why those people shouldn't be able to get back to normal, whereas it's probably not safe to go back to business as usual in Portland. You know what I mean? Same with Washington. Seattle is a different area than Eastern Washington.
Yeah, I think, and you know, I have no real love for Greg Abbott, but I don't have any problem with the way he's handled this so far by saying, okay, no more schools, and you know, I think retail to go, I don't have a problem with.
As someone who consistently has thought that Greg Abbott is a stupid dummy, I'm with you. I don't think he's handled this necessarily poorly. Now, we did have our knucklehead lieutenant governor come out and say, I'm willing to die for the economy, go back to – I mean, that's a stupid thing to say. But Greg Abbott hasn't come out and said any real dumb things, honestly.
And the thing he – when he came out with that – yeah, I don't have a problem if we've already have places where people need to go pick things up, let's add those places, and that's fine as long as you're not going in, as long as you're doing pickup, then that gets people going again. So be it. But it's a small step. It's really not that different from what we're already doing, and you know, and then reevaluate again sometime in May, and you know, the whole. It just gets back to the whole mask thing. Okay, so, guys, if you live in Harris County, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
Not sure you're aware of it, but it's, you know, almost 6 million. Probably okay to wear the mask.
Well,
if
by the
you
way,
live in...
I hate to tell people this. I know this isn't a popular thing to say either. What those masks do, they don't necessarily protect you from, especially if you've got one of those M95s or whatever, it's a little bit different. If you've just got a regular ass mask, it doesn't necessarily protect you from other people. It protects other people from you in case you've got it. So maybe think about someone other than yourself.
Oh, good luck with that. You're talking to a bunch of people who recline on airplanes, AJ.
That's true. Yeah. Disgusting.
Hey, just if you're curious on Sports Map, Jason Braddock's mock draft is up. It's the only one he does. So it is available. And he predicts trades and stuff like that, too. So you can check that out on Sports Map. And tomorrow we'll have our breakdown of what it would take for the legally for the Texans to get the rights to the Oilers' old stuff. And pretty fascinating piece by my friend John Long. A32 says, I need the shame bell. Just open a delivery box with 4 small bottles of hand sanitizers. 3 had loose lids and leaked out in the box.
Oh, no.
Shame.
My wife is obviously taking all this stuff pretty seriously. Like, anything, like, even when we bring food in, like, if we get takeout, you have to go through the garage, and she has, like, a setup in the garage, like a station where she transfers the food from the restaurant packaging onto our plates, so none of the restaurant packaging ever comes into our house. If we get orders from Amazon, no boxes ever come to our house. She sanitizes everything from the grocery store before it comes into our house. So my little kid built a fort out of cardboard boxes in the living room, and my wife walked in and about lost her mind because he didn't understand why we hadn't been bringing boxes in the house. And she's worked so hard at keeping it out. So my wife's been, like, basically spraying down the entire living room, spraying down my kid. I mean, she was pissed today.
Oh, boy.
Kids are stupid.
All right, let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.